Wine does not pay.
What do you clock him, Don?
Check with your watch, Frankie.
Well, it's not bad. Not bad for a sleeper.
I'd call it pretty fair. Pretty fair.
Speed boy's better.
Sure?
Yeah, clocked him myself yesterday morning.
How'd you get into the track?
I didn't. Slipped the janitor a fin, watched from the roof of the clubhouse. What we own is a second-place sure shot.
It's too bad. We could clean up if...
If we are going to clean up on every bookie in the country.
On this horse? A placer?
Why not? Just leave it to Frankie. I'll take care of Speed Boy and take all the suckers to the cleaners in the same operation.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Giddyap Horsey, starring Richard Webb. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Richard Webb as Frankie Paston in Giddyap Horsey. They call it the sport of kings, and it is. There's a real thrill in watching the thoroughbreds thunder into the home stretch, hooves flying, necks outstretched, the bright bits of color in the jockey's silk splashing in the sunlight. Yes, that part of it is real sport. But the opposite side of the coin is far from that attractive. That side is peopled by men like Frankie Paston and his trusted lieutenant, Don Spelvin. They've made themselves part of racing, and their operations cast a dark shadow across many a sunlit racetrack. You'll find them in the crowd in the grandstand, as excited in their way as Frankie and Don were the day they watched their choice front runner come pounding into the stretch.
All right, Don, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't need field glasses. I can see him. He's running third.
Well, you can't see Jackson Forth foaming at the bit.
What?
Jocko took good care of him.
Needle?
Not a chance. In the feed bag. The cinch. Here they come. Arnag's making his bid. Oh, that Jackson's fading fast.
Oh, brother, at 8-1. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Well, Donnie boy, shall we collect our swag?
Why not? I could name a few characters who aren't very fond of you. 8-1, yippee!
And a few at 10-1. I put 1,000 or so down before the odds dropped.
Not bad, not bad at all. Too bad they dropped.
Well, the suckers put their money in the machines, on our nag. They think they were lucky. A long shot. Well, that's what makes horse racing a good business.
What do you mean, the old gag, difference of opinion?
Not with me. That makes racing a gamble. I said business. And business means a sure thing. Even long shots are business when they're mine. Check.
Well, check. Well, well, the owner of the winner. Coming down to the circle, Paston?
Well, how are you, Mr. Martin? I haven't seen you in some time.
I've been busy keeping racing honest. So men like you can run your horses with peace of mind.
And my thanks for that.
You're welcome. Nice to have a long odds winner, isn't it?
Well, prize money's the same, and I don't bet.
Well, then you are different. Well, congratulations again. I'll see you around, Paston.
You can bet on that, Martin.
Hey, boss, I don't get it. You sound like a mealy-mouthed...
Donnie boy, Dave Martin is a racing commissioner. Enough said.
Check. Sorry, boss, should have known.
As long as Martin thinks I'm clean, I operate. Let's go.
Yeah, but where? The payoff windows are the other way.
You forgot. We've got a winner. Winner's circle next stop, Donnie. We've got to collect our little blanket of roses. Easy, boy, easy.
He's raring to go, Mr. Paston.
Yeah, I know, and it's so early in the morning. It's a horse's life, Jocko, a horse's life.
He don't seem to mind.
Eric's a smart Gigi, always willing to earn his oats. Well, all set, Jocko?
Yes, sir.
All right, let him out, but not all the way.
Never saw in the stables this morning.
Maybe, maybe not. No use taking chances. We'll clock him, then chop off whatever you think we can do it. Go ahead.
Get a horse. Come on, let's ride.
Got your watch, Don?
Mm-hmm, right here.
Good. Here we go. Mist ought to help keep us under wraps.
He's at the post.
You click your watch when Jocko lets him run. Now.
Yeah. He runs pretty.
Yeah, that nag cost me plenty.
I thought you picked him up in a claiming race.
I did. It's not the original cost. It's the upkeep.
Just like with a woman, huh?
Women don't run like that.
I saw this in a movie once. Empty track, couple of guys timing their horse. You know, win the race, save the old homestead.
Yeah, like us. Win the race, build a new homestead.
Yeah. How about that character, Martin?
He won't get wise, if we have a horse on the money.
You figure all the angles, huh?
And how? You can't get away with it. If you run an act that follows everything else, home. But if you've got a horse that looks legit, catch on.
Catch. He's making the turn.
Yeah, Jocko rides him nice. What do you clock him, Don?
Check with your watch.
It's not bad. Not bad for a sleeper.
I call it pretty fair. Pretty fair.
Well, the speed boy's better.
Sure?
Sure, I clocked him myself yesterday morning.
How'd you get into the track?
I didn't. Slipped the janitor a fin, watched from the roof of the clubhouse. What we own is a second-place sure shot.
It's too bad. We could clean up if...
If we are going to clean up on every bookie in the country.
On this horse, a placer?
Why not? Leave it to Frankie. I'll take care of Speed Boy and take all the suckers to the cleaners in the same operation. And that, Donnie Boy, is that. Eric Second is now officially entered in the sixth race. Unofficially, he's got it in the bag.
Nick's boss, the commissioner.
Oh, thanks, Donnie. Well, Mr. Martin, how are you?
Pretty good, Paston. I haven't seen you since last time you had a winner.
Oh, I've been around. How about you?
Busy.
Trouble?
A little. Not for publication, though.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that race you won is under investigation.
Oh, that's news. Why?
Well, we've suspended Jackson Forth's jockey. The owner noticed foam in the horse's muzzle. Had it analyzed.
Drugs? I thought the needle was old-fashioned.
There's no sign of a needle. It was in either the feed or the water bucket. But we're keeping this very quiet until we have more information.
And meantime, the jockey doesn't work anymore.
I'm afraid not.
That's too bad. You sure it was him?
We're not sure of anything, Preston. But we can't afford to take chances. We want racing to stay clean in this state.
I'll go along with that. Well, anything I can do is... Want to question my boy Jocko, Commissioner?
Jocko Barry? No, that's not necessary. The movies show he rode a perfectly honest race.
Well, anything, anytime, Commissioner.
Thank you, Paston. I'll remember that. Good luck with Eric Second.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Anything, anytime, Commissioner. Oh, boss, but I wouldn't open your mouth.
You think I ought to tell him, Donnie?
Tell him? Tell him what?
That it wasn't the jockey's fault. That it wasn't in the water bucket.
You nuts?
We want racing to stay clean in this state. Well, racing's gonna be cleaned all right, Donnie boy. But not the way Dave Martin wants it. Not that way at all.
Jocko's here, boss. He's got the info.
Bring him in.
Check.
Okay, Jocko. Hi, Mr. Paston.
Hiya, Jocko. What have you got?
Name of the boy will be up on Speed Boy.
Give.
Arno. Jackie Arno.
How much?
As far as I can find out, Jackie won't play.
Anybody plays for enough dough.
But this kid, his father rode, too, and his grandpa owned horses. He loves the racket.
Anybody ever try him?
Remember Les Hemming, Mr. Paston?
Yeah, took a rep of bookmaking, horse fixing.
That's the one.
So?
So, Hemming tried to get to Arno. Jackie not only wouldn't play, turned him into the commission.
Well, looks like we've got a small problem. Jocko, what does our friend Jackie do for amusement when he isn't playing stoolie for the commission?
Not very much. Nobody seems to know.
Got a girlfriend?
Not so far as we know.
Well, what does he do around the stables? Who are his friends?
The horses, period.
Oh. Not even the galloping dominoes once in a while?
Oh, that's sure we all do.
Now, look, Jocko. You know the commission's rules against gambling, especially for jockeys. The boys might get into debt to the wrong people.
Well, how much can you lose in a penny game?
Well, maybe the stakes could go higher.
With Jackie?
He might go along, if the other fellas did.
How much do I take him for?
That doesn't matter. Just get him playing. That's your part of the job.
Easy enough.
Don and I'll take care of the rest. From what you told me, Jocko, our young friend wants to keep writing.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah, but if the commission finds out he's been gambling, see what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. He might do us a little favor, huh?
Yeah, like pulling Speed Boy. Yes, Jocko, exactly. You see, in that case, he'd keep riding. If not, well, he'd be barred from the track. Commissioner Martin takes my word for a lot of things, and meantime, I take the suckers for a lot of dough. Simple, isn't it? You know, boys, I think we're going to make a killing. I really think this one is going to be the big one. But only time will tell.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Giddyap Horsey. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Richard Webb as Frankie Paston in Giddyap Horsey. The date of the important race drew near. Eric Second continued to improve his form. So did Speed Boy. The odds remained very much the same. Meanwhile, Frankie Paston went ahead with his plans. Jocko Barry set the trap for the little Jackie Arno, and that young man found himself caught badly.
I know what you're thinking, Jocko.
And so, Jackie, my boy?
Yeah. You're thinking a fellow who hasn't got the dough shouldn't get mixed up in dollar stakes.
500 smackers is a lot of dough.
Well, I'll get it for you.
You said that before.
I mean it.
Look, kid, I don't think I'll wait very long. Let's make it the day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow?
Right. Day after tomorrow. You meet me in the last stall in the fourth stable down at the track. You get me?
What for?
Look, what do I have to do? Spell it out for you?
Well, I won't have the dough by then.
Be there, see? And maybe... Well, maybe I'll figure out some way to let you work off the dough. Get it? Work it off. You, Jackie?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
Oh, you decided to come, huh?
Did I have any choice?
Well, I'm glad to see it that way, kid. Smart.
No, not smart. Just plain dumb. I shouldn't have gotten mixed up in that game to start with. I shouldn't have played when the stakes got so high. I shouldn't have let you loan me more dough when I got cleaned. Oh, what's the use? What do you want?
Oh, just a small favor.
Well, I won't have any dough to pay you till after Speed Boy wins a week from Saturday.
Oh, Jackie, how'd you like to pay off without dough?
Without dough? How?
Just a favor.
Go on. Talk.
Look, a week from Saturday, that last turn, see? Just before the stretch, you make a small mistake, say?
What kind of a mistake?
Oh, say, pull wide on a turn so I could take the rail with Eric Second.
What? Throw the race?
You never know, except maybe you and me.
You know they take movies of the whole race, and the stewards watch with the glasses.
Oh, you'd make a mistake, that's all. Be ahead what you owe me, and maybe a thousand or so more.
Excuse me, I gotta go now.
Are you kidding?
I just remembered a date I got.
Look, I could have a date, too, with Commissioner Martin.
Martin?
You gambled, didn't you? You lost a lot of dough, didn't you? He'll buy you for life.
Oh, Jocko, you wouldn't do that.
No. Not if you pull wide a week from Saturday.
I never threw a race in my life. My father never did. I got a date, all right, with the commissioner. I'll tell him I gambled, and I'll tell him how it happened and what you just asked me to do.
You've got a big mouth, haven't you, kid?
What?
Well, a little guy, he sure has.
Who are you? Hey, let me out of here.
Not so fast, Jackie boy. Introduce us, Jocko.
Jackie Arno, Frankie Paston, and Don Spelvin.
Frankie Paston?
Gonna do Jocko his little favor, kid?
No. Nobody can make me.
Think so, kid?
I'll die first.
Maybe he'll do just that. Think so, Don?
It could be.
You leave me alone.
With your big mouth, are you silly?
Keep away. Don't you touch me. Don't you...
Let him have it, Don.
With the shift boys...
No, with your fists, and maybe Jock would like to get in a lick or two. With that 2x4. I specialize in footwork myself.
No, please. No.
Get up. You heard Jocko. Shut up.
Big mouth, don't move. Okay, he's well done.
Yeah, he looks sort of rare to me.
What a mess.
Drag him out of here, boss?
Not on your life, Jocko. The nag next door.
The wild one?
That's the one. Put him in this stall. The perfect alibi. Young jockey kicked to death by unruly horse. Hey, you want to see me, Commissioner?
Oh, yes, Paston, come in. Close the door. Paston, this is Lieutenant McCullough, Mr. Frank Paston.
How do you do, Lieutenant?
How are you?
Sit down, Paston.
Thanks.
The Lieutenant is in command of the gambling squad.
That's so. Well, it must be interesting work.
It is, at times. Especially when homicide is involved.
Homicide? Somebody dead?
A jockey.
That's so. Oh, it's too bad. Which one?
Jackie Arno. I knew his father.
And that's why Mac is handling this himself, and not the homicide detail. Special permission.
I see. That's too bad. Jackie was a nice kid.
Yes, I know. And he loves Speed Boy.
I understand the owner is putting Kid Johnson up on Speed Boy for Saturday.
That's another good jockey. How was Arno killed?
His body was found in a stall. Looked as if the horse had kicked him to death.
Yeah, but you think it was deliberate.
We know it. The horse belonged to the next stall. It obviously had been moved after the killing. And there wasn't one mark of a horse's hoof on the body. Very sloppy killing. Certainly a sloppy attempt to cover it.
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty bad. Think anybody tried to get to Arno, Dave?
Almost undoubtedly. Any ideas, Paston?
Nope, not an idea in the world. Anybody who knew Jackie knew that he couldn't be reached.
Anybody around this track you know of who maybe didn't know him? That well, at any rate?
Well, everybody knew him. He's a nice kid, as I said before.
Yes, he was. Nothing you can tell us, Mr. Paston?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. But if I think of anything, or I can be of any help at all, I...
Yeah. Well, thanks, Paston. If racing is going to be kept clean, we need everyone's cooperation.
You can count on me, Commissioner. Anytime. All right, Don, Jocko, the heat's on.
Cops?
And the commissioner. They know Arno wasn't killed by any horse.
Hey, that's bad.
Well, it's not good. All they need is someone who'll swear we were around that stall.
I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Shut up. Shut up and listen. This is the layout. It's 4 days till Saturday. Our times are wasting. The odds and Eric have got to go sky high. We're going to make this last one a big one. Then we're going to get out.
Well, what's the orders, boss?
We've got to get Kid Johnson first.
The kid riding Speed Boy?
Right.
What if he don't play?
He's got to. Well, we're done.
Well, you ain't going to kill him, too.
Ah, shut up and listen, will you?
Okay, I heard you.
Jocko, you know where Johnson hangs out?
Sure, he's been around a long time. You find him in a juke joint over in Palmetto Street.
I don't find him. You do.
Look, I don't want no more part of this.
You heard the boss, Jocko.
Okay, I heard. What do you want me to say to him? That's a cinch, kid. Just pull wide on the last turn. Eric's second and me will do the rest.
Where do I come in, Jocko?
In your play.
I'm not in this racket because I love horses.
My boss says you can have 2 G's after the race.
4.
What?
4 G's.
Look, take 3, huh? That's my limit.
Okay. 3 grand. Right after the race.
It's a deal.
It's a deal.
What are you going to do, boss?
I'm going to dump 20 grand in the paramutuals. All on speed, boy. I'd ought to run the odds on Eric up to about 20 to 1.
You're going to lose 20 grand on speed, boy, boss?
Who cares? And I'll take the bookies for a half a million.
Yeah? Ready with Detroit, boss.
Check. Hello, Chuck. Look, will you take me for 5 grand on Eric the second and the sixth tomorrow? Sure, I want track odds. Okay, so I'm crazy. Oh, maybe not.
Now, hold it a second, will you?
Right. So long.
Here's Frisco, boss.
Thanks. Hello, Beanie. Look, kid. I want you to put on about 5 grand for me on Eric's second and the sixth tomorrow. Spread it around so nobody will be wise, see? Give me the track odds. Sure, I know something. And Beanie, half a G of that is yours at 20 to 1.
Having trouble at the gate with Speed Boy.
Yeah, the Johnson's giving a good performance.
Oh, now they got him back in.
They'll go in a minute.
They're off.
Oh, stop hunting like a sucker, Donnie boy.
Speed Boy's got the rail.
That's according to plan.
Good boy in the saddle, that Jocko.
Why do you suppose he works for me?
Yeah, hey. Ain't he holding back a little too much?
He's not in the pocket. I told him to move up at the end of the backstretch. There he goes.
Yeah, that Speed Boy can run.
Yeah, so can that Eric.
Hey, something's busting out over there.
Well, there's nothing wrong. Johnson's holding his head. Jocko's just a half a length.
No, back further, boss. Number 8. Driving out of the pack.
Black Pirate? There's nothing to worry about.
He's crowding Eric already.
Yeah, that kind of a horse always drives in the backstretch and then fades out on the turn. Watch him now.
Yeah, but is he fading or is Jocko moving ahead?
Same difference, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a two-horse race now. You sure got them all figured, boss.
Yeah, maybe that's why you call me boss.
Now to making a turn.
Yeah, watch that Speed Boy. Here he goes. Wide. There comes Eric. He's coming through.
No, but he ain't swinging, boss. He ain't.
Pull out. Pull out. Get outside of it.
Careful, boss. Careful.
That dirty little double-crosser. I'll have him burned forever.
I don't believe it. I just... Wait till I get my hands on that junk.
Beg your pardon? Did you say something, Mr. Spelvin?
What?
Hello, Commissioner. Good race. Can't win all the time, can I?
No, you can't, Preston. That's a fact. I think Mac here agrees with you.
No, you can't, Preston. Especially when you play with murder.
What do you mean, murder? What is this, a frame-up? Look here, Commissioner.
I wouldn't make a scene or try anything, Preston. You either, Spelvin. My men have been around you in the crowd since you came to the track today.
Well, let me out of here. I didn't do nothing. I didn't...
Quiet, you. I'd appreciate the chance to let you have it, both of you. You're under arrest. You better come quietly.
What's the charge, Lieutenant? Then it better be good. False arrest carries heavy damage.
Stop it, Preston. We have you cold.
As it happens, Kid Johnson's been working with me for some time. He was put up on Speed Boy at my suggestion. And your Jocko has talked his head off. He may be mean, but he couldn't take that killing. Now, will you come quietly, or do we have to carry you out?
Fine does not pay. Richard Webb, who was starred as Frankie Paston in Giddyap Horsey, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Richard Webb.
Well, the story that we've just played for you, with all its ramifications of gambling, crookedness, and the kind of violence that goes hand in hand with men like Frankie Paston, well, this is typical of many events in the past. I think it's important to point out that Frankie and his gang base their operations on the suckers, the people who persist in making their bets not through the legal paramutual machines, but through illegal bookmakers. all of whom pay their tribute to organized crime. Now, men like Frankie find it easy pickings among such people, of whom there are more than many of us would like to admit. But from these facts, there is but one conclusion to be drawn, that illegal bettors actually compound crime. Yes, of course, they lose, always. For them, as well as for all the Frankies in the end, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marks B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.